Episode 7, Single Leg Exercises. Hey guys, welcome to another episode. I haven't been able to record here recently. New baby girl born on the 5th, so I've been busy with that. Excited, happy. Happy she's here. Super pumped. So this has been the last thing on my mind, recording a podcast, but getting back into it. We'll keep this thing rolling. The thing I want to talk about today, single leg exercises. I believe there's a place for them. They definitely help. They make a difference. You're on one leg a lot in sports. That's a big argument for it. I agree with that. But I also believe in very much pushing the regular normal exercises in the weight room, normal in quotation marks, the back squat, the front squat, the RDLs, the bench press. I've seen a lot of kids, this is what we do, this is how we train, and a lot of kids pick up the single leg stuff very quickly once they get strong in these exercises. Again, getting strong is number one, is priority. You're not going to get strong holding on to 20 pound dumbbells, doing split squats, doing Bulgarian split squats, doing lunges. Are they necessary? Yes, they are. Are they the primary? Are they the only movement? Should the big barbell exercise be neglected for these? I believe not. Again, 20 pound dumbbells aren't going to get you very strong when you can put 200, 300, 400 pounds onto your body in some way, shape, or form with the front squat or back squat. The single leg are very good accessory exercises as the athlete progresses in their sports career at a young age, middle school, early high school. The bare bone basics, like I said, the squats, the RDLs, the hinging, the pushing, the pulling is what's really going to make a difference. That's what's going to get them very strong as they become more specialized in a sport or older in a sport. The single leg exercises can come in. Single leg exercise is also good use to change the stimulus. Once the body adapts to these larger exercises, yes, we want to get strong. Yes, we want to push the weight, but there comes a point where the athlete's good. The athlete's good to go in that regard. So those single leg exercises, single limb exercises become important then. It's a new stimulus for the body. It's the way for the body to keep adapting. I'm not too quick to put them in. I'll put them in here and there to for the athlete to practice the movement, or if there is an obvious deficit, if there's been an injury, if there's something weird going on with the athlete, then the single leg stuff will come in. But for a healthy, just general athlete, for a sport athlete, I typically save them till later in the career when once the athlete's strong again. Strength is the priority, and we won't get strong doing one leg exercises holding 20, 15, 20 pound dumbbells. Again, we're loading the barbell, we're loading the body. We need a very large stimulus to get strong, and in my opinion, those dumbbells aren't enough. Why would we do 20 pounds when we can do 135 pounds loaded on the body and the athlete stays healthy? This is how you get strong. This is how you get stronger. Not saying there's not a place for it. I think there is a place for it. I think it is important. Pitching in baseball, hockey players for sure, these sports need that one leg stimulus quite a bit. But again, early on in the career, we're going for just general strength, general fitness, general everything. Get the body strong, get the joints strong, get the limbs strong, get the muscles and tendons strong, let that body grow as well. Again, there's no rushing this process. This process takes time, and from middle school to senior year, even into college, that body's changing and growing a lot, male or female, doesn't matter. There's a lot going on, so sometimes you just got to sit back and let that process go as well. Teach the athlete the correct way to lift. Teach the athlete to be safe in the weight room. There's no need to push weight early. Again, we want to push weight, yes, but not at the expense of technique, not at the expense of injury. And again, these young athletes don't need a heavy stimulus early on. Just let them learn. Let them learn to move. Let them learn the sport of weight training and how to strength train. There is a how, just like there is a how in every other sport. So that's my thought on single leg exercises for the day. Probably expand on this at some other time. For those of you who listen, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. It's great to have listeners. Until next time, thanks for listening.